This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, what's going on, my royal priesthood? It's your girl, Priestess. Welcome to another episode of Conversations with the Priestess. This episode is brought to you by a combination of Sativa, Pancake Ice, and Silver Kush. Two Sativas, all jam-packed in one, and I am so relaxed. My anxiety is not as bad as it was earlier today, so your girl is good. And as I adjust my crown and my head wrap, let's get this shindig started. Hit that intro. Welcome back. I hope that all is well with you all, and I hope that by now you've subscribed, hit that like button, and I just love each and every one of y'all. Thank you all for your feedback on my videos that I've posted on other platforms. My week has been well. I had some great news at work. I got an award at work, and overall, my week has been good. But you know, sometimes I have to deal with entitled people, and dealing with entitled people is not fun at all. So here's some Reddit stories about dealing with these entitled people. Let's jump into it. First Reddit story, apparently not doing the dishes was a personal attack. So I'm very talented at short story long. I'll try for a long story short here. A little background, I'm 43 female with a son 14. Due to needing to leave the shared home with my ex very suddenly a couple of years ago, we have been a bit transient with our home. I have a house I own, but my best friend lives there, and apart from not wanting to make him homeless, I couldn't afford to live there on my own at the time. So we spent a yearish with my parents and then moved in with my granddad, 89, a year ago. He has dementia, diagnosed, but he doesn't agree with any of the doctors. And we lost my Nana suddenly a couple of months before we moved in. The first entitled. So it seems like it's going to be some toxic family drama. And, you know, sometimes you got to puff on a little homegrown, some silver cushion pancake ice, you know, to get through the story. The first entitled. We moved in because my uncle, 60-something, was staying in a lounge by choice. His elderly dog couldn't go up the stairs, he said, but he made it up there pretty well when the kid, the puppy, and I moved in. Anyway, he was struggling, and I said, well, we're between homes, so we can move in. First important note is my uncle hasn't worked for quite a few years and lives in a caravan at a holiday park on welfare subsidized by my grandparents. He has a drinking problem, which he doesn't admit to, and smokes like a chimney. Cigarettes are very expensive here. Now, I know about those smoking relatives, and get your confident pussy water bottles, link below. Obligatory, we're not in the U.S., so it's less common for people to live in caravans at holiday parks, and we don't tend to have really big caravans, mobile homes. So we're in another country, not specified where, but let's just keep reading the story. My uncle is the youngest of three. Granddad talks a lot about how he needs to fix the problem and that he was spoiled, etc. Well, before we moved in, he sent me an email about taking over from him, which gave me a lovely panic attack. As I work and study and have a child and was going in to help me be a full-time caregiver. Hold on, so your dad, your granddad wants you to step in and what? No, ma'am. And there are many, many, many entitled things he's done since I've been there. The short list is buying his wine and cigarettes with granddad's money. Hell no. Borrowed the car, doesn't do much of anything besides some washing. Asked for me to do his stuff, like take granddad to the doctor. Left the space he'd been staying in a tip. Borrowed money for a fancy laptop. Actually, he borrows money constantly. He's quite creative in getting to use granddad's money, actually. My mom had to step in and take over the finances, so I stuck to boundaries and he settled down with asking unreasonable things of me. But he's still lazy and entitled and far too busy to do more than the 3 lunch times a week he does for granddad. I'm sorry, he doesn't work anywhere. Sir, what are you doing? Are you out there running the streets, like, lousing around? No, ma'am. The second and third entitled. Mom is the middle of 3 and her older brother is just as entitled, if not more, not to mention his wife. I knew it and I had called it entitled family members toxic. Actually, she's the main antagonist at the moment. Uh-oh, I am ready for this tea. Which brings us to the dishes. The eldest uncle and his wife have been helpful, but not necessarily for the right reasons. Mostly just to prove they're better than his younger brother. So lots of nasty things said and trying to get people on their side, etc., which for the most part I ignore or mom and I vent about it. Among all of this, I have messages and emails I'm not always copied into, but the one-on-one messages I get from both sides worries me. So since I'm the granddaughter and have no legal responsibility like mom does, I pass on things to her to protect myself more than anything. You know what? You're doing the right thing, OP. You're doing the right thing. And if there's some errors in here, I'm reading this and there are some grammatical errors, but since this is in another country, I'm not going to be mad at them. But I'm sorry, OP. I am so sorry that you have to deal with this. Like, ain't no way. Kudos to you for setting boundaries, though. Kudos to you setting boundaries. The dishes. Okay, we've read that. Okay. The dishes, since my eldest uncle and his wife have been helping more, they've decided that they're in charge. And I've been spoken down to more than once by my uncle over the years. But now his wife, who acts like my best friend, who I don't trust as far as I could throw her. Come on, honey. She lies a lot and was quite horrible to my cousins as they were growing up. She decided I needed telling off. Like a child, actually, no. Like a piece of trash, ironically. It's wild to me how other grown adults can treat a younger adult as if they are a child, especially if they have started a family and doing the best that they can in the world that we live in. Like, it's family members like that. They make you not want to be around them during Christmas, Mother's Day, or any other holiday. My beloved 98-year-old grandmother had been unwell and going downhill since the end of last year. And even though it was expected her death a few weeks ago, devastated me. Got it. So her grandmother passed and it devastated her. My condolences. We spent at least a day a week together and I helped her as much as she let me. And her passing hit me hard. I have also been in therapy for unrelated issues. So I wasn't doing well. And neither was my son. His great grandmother adored him and he loved her as much, just as much. The dishwasher broke at Christmas, so we've been doing the dishes by hand, which is my son's job. Last week, the day before grandma's funeral, he hadn't done them. Not many, but it was our night off and he would be with his dad. So I saw no point hassling him as we are both grieving and I was going to go back and do them later on. She got to the house and decided I had done it on purpose and sent me several pics of the bench and the few stacked and rinsed dishes with a rude message. Like, I couldn't imagine talking to anyone like that. Honey, I'm thinking her mom cussed her out. I mean, not her mom, but her brother and her sister-in-law cussed her out. Like, what the crap? Like, for real. Like, you don't do no mess like that. I cried. Mom handled. She's the best. Mom handled it. She's the best. And got shouted at by her brother because he and his wife were in mourning too, as far as their cat had died. They compared the loss of their cat. Yes, said, I know losing a pet is not nice, but comparing it for a start was ridiculous and is no excuse for the way she talked to me. Whoops, still shorter than the whole story, but not that short. LOL. Like, wow. Like, that is jacked up. Like, I'm glad that the OP has support, and I'm sorry for all the things that, you know, she had to deal with, but family is something else. Family is something else. Like, OP, I hope and pray that things work out for you and that you get away from your family. So, honey, go ahead and get your life, okay? So, we're going to hit this next Reddit story. Spouse's entitled friend insists on staying with us and being chauffeured around everywhere. Another entitled friend. See, you know what? It's stuff like this. I gotta do another puff puff pass session, honey. Because, you know, people be trying it on your time. I don't like entitled friends. You always have those people that think because you paid for them a couple of times that you always have to pay for them all the time. Or they can just call you. Nah, baby, it don't work like that, honey. Mm-mm. Let's read this Reddit story. Woo boy. I had no idea people could be this unaware. My spouse's childhood friend announced a year ago that they were coming to our country and intended to stay with us, tentatively. We said, okay. Recently, we found out that my mother requires a significant medical procedure and will be hospitalized for a few days to a week and recovering with us after the three of us lived together as roommates with bills split equally, essentially. This procedure falls smack dab into the middle of spouse's friend's trip. I told my spouse to tell their friend about the circumstances and that this would severely impact any sightseeing plans we had, and I would be out for the duration of the trip between work and taking care of my mom. My spouse's friend, despite driving for many years in their home country, did not want to drive while here and expected us to figure them around. Hell no. Hell no, we're not doing that, baby. No, but you want people to ferry you around because you don't feel like driving. Knowing the circumstances that these people are in, have a heart, please. I had hoped that, like most normal people, the friend would pick up on the fact that this is not a good time to visit us and make alternate arrangements, i.e. drive a car. But instead they said, well, as long as I get to see X while here, I'm fine. Now, there is no way that you are not that self-aware that you know that someone's helping their mother recover and you still want to be an inconvenience. Baby, you should be self-aware, but if you choose not to be aware, something is wrong. Like, let's get back into it. I should probably explain that my spouse is a very new driver and just got her license a month ago and has little experience driving freeways. They still are terrified of these. I do most of the driving as a result while they are getting comfortable. Said friend arrived on Monday and since then expected to be picked up from the airport. A 2-hour drive each way, and spouse, the new driver, had to drive in horrific traffic to get them. I was busy with my appointments for my mom and work. Number one, you don't ever ask a new driver to drive on the freeway, especially if they are scared and concerned. Hold on, honey. There are bullet points, by the way, on this, okay? Did not offer gas money to my spouse for driving all the way to get them. Expects to be driven to sightsee each day. Again, never offers gas money or pays for anything. Entitled, honey. If you want people to chauffeur you around, at least have some kind of compensation, girl. Like, what we do that at? When in our house, has the TV up loud in the one room I enjoy hanging out in, outside of our bedroom, doesn't pick up after themselves. This is what the person has been doing. Oh gosh, this is trash. Has not offered to pay for a single meal. Does not even pay for their own meals or drinks, except for one meal. So now we're paying to feed another adult. Should also mention that this friend has money, so it is not even a case of not having money. When taken to sightsee, never says thank you and even complained about one place my spouse took them. I just want to know if the red flags were there all along and the friend didn't see them, or is this something new? Because I know people, I've known people for a long time, and then all of a sudden we start seeing things and we wonder if this was always how it was. Takes long showers without even asking if we need the bathroom before. Does not offer to help with anything in the house. Refuses to arrange for their own sightseeing. Okay, so she's doing a whole lot of stuff like lecturing them about the social norms of their country. She's making everything stressful for them by being dependent, not showing any gratitude. And she's wanting to stay a whole 13 days with them. So the OP says this, I have social anxiety. Spouse knows this and have had to give up my two favorite spaces in the whole house. So the friend has a place to sleep and a place to hang out when they're not in the bedroom. I work from home and had to relocate my work set previously in the guest room to another part of the house, which was and is a major inconvenience as work is crazy right now. And I'm having to balance taking care of my mom with that. Right. I don't get why people just can't be freaking considerate of other people. Like, the last 6 days have been hell. I feel like I have no peace in my own home, especially after a long day of having to be social while working and then having to continue that because of this house guest. The next 6 days will also be hell, as this friend simply will not take a hint. And I've got the stress of dealing with my parent who is having a procedure that has a 10% fatality rate. And given her health conditions, complications could happen. Of course, knowing this friend, they probably would not take a hint then either, and would probably still expect my spouse to drive them places. As it is, my spouse asked if they and friends should come up to the hospital to visit my mom, to which I said my spouse should, but not if the friend is going to be clinging to them like a sad puppy. There you go, OP. I have talked to my spouse and they agree that the friend is a drain. They're not happy either, but they are trying to stick it out until the friend leaves and have already said the friend will not be allowed to stay here again. It is clear to me that the friend is massively taking advantage of my spouse, and I hate to see it. I'm just flabbergasted that people like this even exist, as every other house guest we've ever had has been considerate, occupies themselves, arranges for their own transportation, and genuinely seems to care about our lives as we care about theirs. This friend is one of the most entitled people I've ever had the displeasure of meeting. Edit. Just want to clarify a few things. I am not paying for anything for the friend. I put my foot down. My spouse is paying from his own funds. I told my spouse that I thought their friend would make an alternate arrangement after I found out about my mom's procedure. Okay, so the OP. Okay. And that I was in no place mentally or emotionally to have someone staying with us. I told my spouse that at the very least, friend needs to drive themselves, not put all the burden on spouse. And I really need my spouse to be there to support me at the hospital. I did try to counsel this friend coming here, but it fell on deaf ears. Edit. Thank you everyone for your responses and tough love. It gave me the courage and finally stand up for myself in this situation, rather than just shutting up and taking it. My spouse now better understands how they screwed up and how to fix it. We have a plan to move forward. Things aren't perfect, but I feel more optimistic that there will be an update post probably tomorrow of what happened and the fallout. Okay, so I'm going to take a quick breath. There is an update. I'm going to read that in just a second. But before we go into that, first and foremost, if you've made it this far in this video, please leave me a mermaid emoji. Please leave me a mermaid emoji and let me know that you're still watching with me, and let me know what you think so far. I feel like I'm going to give some predictions And before I give them predictions, though, make sure you go to my Spreadshop Story, Yannick Taylor, .myspreadshop.com. Link is in the show notes. Y'all, I have some new merch there. I have some new mugs there. I have the Boundaries Friend mug and the Make It Make Sense Miriam mug. So y'all will get into that. If you know you have someone that want to bother you while you drinking your coffee, and you can customize them as well. I also have some aprons there as well. So y'all check those out. But I really feel like the OP is going to tell the spouse's entitled ass friend off, and that person's going to have a problem, and they're going to end up having to drive themselves to the airport, and they might end up leave early. So let's go ahead and do an update to the spouse's entitled friend who insists on staying with us. So here it is. After the original post and seeing the comments, I got even more angry at the situation. I felt very hurt, disappointed by my spouse's inability to put the needs of his spouse above a friend he rarely sees in person. I felt like I was not the priority, and neither was my mom in a very vulnerable time. I agree with the OP. The spouse should have canceled that whole friends trip and say, hey, can we do this another time? I hate for the inconvenience, you know. Or either they could have tailor-made something to where the friend wasn't intrusive, but still low-key around. But the friend is acting so entitled, so there's no, we don't know what could have possibly happened if, you know, the OP spouse had canceled. You know, it's just jacked up that they're doing this. I simply could not tolerate the situation anymore. Everyone's responses shook some sense into me and made me determined to not be a doormat any longer. Right on, OP, because your spouse is dragging you right into that with them, and that's not a good thing to do. Because I was exhausted and had already told my spouse of my feelings, I essentially gave my spouse the cold shoulder. I avoided interacting with them and the friend. I refused to buy any food, even for my spouse. I looked after my mom, spent lots of time with her, and made plans. When we finally talked later that day, I told spouse that I am getting a hotel room 5 minutes from the hospital and would be staying there until I felt comfortable in my own home. If that was several days, so be it. They asked if I was doing it to avoid them. I said no. I was simply done with the stress of the situation and did not care to be around the friend. I agree with the OP for taking the necessary steps for their mental health and for the care of their mom. Like, back to the spouse, like, that was very inconsiderate. And yes, that is very inconsiderate. And that was my first notion going in. I'm hearing about the spouse. I'm like, that's very inconsiderate. But I hesitated because I didn't want to shade the spouse. But honey, spouse, you are, I know this is not am I the a-hole, but spouse of the OP, you are an a-hole along with your friend. By the next morning, I think they finally realized the gravity of the situation and just how upset I was about doggone time. They offered to help the friend to fly home sooner. I said, why is the only option you driving them everywhere or them having to fly home? Are they that incapable that they cannot get a hotel in their own transportation? Spouse mentioned the cost of a hotel, to which I said, I know friend has money. They can't afford it. And why travel to another country if they had no money to pay for accommodations? I told spouse that until friend is gone, I am staying at a hotel down the road from the hospital. I told spouse that I felt incredibly hurt and angry that I was not the priority in an extremely stressful time in my life. That spouse did not listen when I told them to tell the friend to make other plans than staying with us. That in trying to keep us both happy, spouse deeply hurt me, their partner in life. I told spouse that they were not there for me when I needed them the most and could not be as long as they were catering to the friend. Spouse revealed that they felt backed into the corner with a friend and like they had to keep us both happy. They also revealed the friend is known for sometimes having tantrums if they don't get their way. I was never told about this until now. To the OP spouse, if you had told OP about that, then none of this bullcrap would have been happening. Y'all would have been at peace. And now I really feel like the marriage is on the rocks because of this friend. And this also shows some things in the marriage as well that needs to be examined. I hope that the OP and spouse can go to couples counseling and work it out, you know. But hey, Spouse said they talked to the friend about leaving, but still proceeded to drive them all day yesterday. Out of obligation, spouses told me how worried they are about me, but the fact that it took this much talk to get them to realize their mistakes, well, I don't know. My mom's surgery yesterday was successful, but it was successful and rather longer than planned. It was stressful, I'm sorry, and ran longer than planned. I was alone in the waiting room as my siblings are all out of state. It was hard, but I am relieved my mom is recovering well. And yes, I spent the night in a hotel as promised, as I was just drained after the long day. Spouse talked to her friend today and broke the news that they could not continue to drive the friend and they needed to either fly back sooner or get accommodations elsewhere. My spouse is currently driving the entitled friend to their hotel in another city and is helping them get adjusted by essentially hand-holding them on transportation options. Spouse is still far too kind for their own good. Press pause. Baby, cut that friend off. Cut that friend off and focus on your marriage and see if you can salvage that. Because you, And I've been in that place to where I allow people to take advantage of me. You know, not really being taught healthy boundaries. But baby, honey, when you know better, you do better. And baby, your spouse has told you repeatedly, it should not have taken this much for you to see all of that. But it is what it is at this point. Friend has yet to say thanks to or contribute anything financially for all of the things spouse has done. Spouse said, now the friend will be gone so you can be happy. I don't know if he meant this to guilt trip me, but it kind of felt that way. He is gaslighting you this whole time. He has been gaslighting you this whole time, baby. Mm-mm-mm-mm. Except I'm not happy. I'm still disappointed it took this much for my spouse to do the right thing. I am still angry and hurt. I am hopeful that we can move past this in our relationship as there is a lot of love and support normally. This situation was just a massive F up. And spouse is remorseful, but I do not know how long it will take me to forgive and trust my spouse again to be there for me. Couples counseling. I will be talking about it in therapy. Good. And will likely ask about marital counseling. Something needs to change and my spouse needs to learn when and how to say no. So yeah, that's the update. I still may do another day or two in the hotel to give myself the time and space to recover from a hellish week and a half. This whole experience has taught me to stick up for myself and not allow others to walk all over me. Thank you, fellow Redditors, for giving me the strength to put my needs above people pleasing. I agree. You should spend that time in that hotel, and I would go into marital counseling. And hopefully you all work it out, but there's a possibility that it may not work out because this was an utter breach of boundaries in that relationship, not only on the friend's part, but on the spouse's part. So, yeah, I wish you the best. I wish you the best. And I also wish the OP's mom a full speedy recovery. And I pray that she is well. So, well, that is all that I have for Reddit stories right now because that was rather long. Y'all live, love, and be free. I love y'all so much. Smooches. Don't forget to subscribe.